finally home. Thanks for offering to help out. And sorry I'm taking up your day. I know you always tell me to stop saying it, but thanks. I really appreciate all your help. Well, okay, you might think making sweets is cathartic, but I have no idea what I'm doing, so I'm a little nervous about it. But I know it'll all be okay because you're here to help me. You even brought all your tools and extra ingredients. I'm so lucky you're my best friend. You're always there when I need you. Yeah, I guess that was pretty cheesy, but hey, 'tis the season, you know. This is like the one time in a year I get to be cheesy, okay? So, thanks. Again. So, where do we start? I'll do my best not to make you do all the work. It's my gift to someone after all, but you're my security blanket for today, so I would appreciate any knowledge you're willing to impart upon me, Sensei. But you're my security blanket for today, so I would really appreciate any knowledge you're willing to impart upon me. Good. Here. Wear this to protect your clothes. I hear that making sweets is messy business. Hey, I'm going to take this seriously, okay? So what if the aprons are all frilly and have cute animals on them? That doesn't impact how effective they are. Well, but I need to wear the black one. It's my aesthetic. You don't mind wearing the pink bunny one, right? Good. That's what I thought. It's okay. I can help you get it tied up. So you just loop it over your head like this, and then you tie it in the back like this. Okay, step one. Wait, shouldn't we melt the chocolate first? Oh. I guess it would harden by the time we finish. Okay, so I wanted to fill it with caramel, but I also don't know how to make caramel, so. Okay, so we take sugar and add an equal amount of water. And that's it? Wow, this is easy. Wait, we need to add butter? How much? Oh, you measured it out for me. Thank you. Okay. I'm a little scared. Okay, now we stir it really fast, right? Wait, did we burn it? It's kind of going dark. Shouldn't we, like, take it off the heat now? Wait, it's not ready. What else do we have to do? But... but if we add cream, won't it go all runny? Okay, I'm trusting you. Okay, so that's done now? Here, we can put it in here so it can cool. What's next? Oh, the actual chocolate part. What's a bain-marie? What? Double boiler? So we have to boil the chocolate for, like, extra long? Oh, so we just put a heat-resistant bowl on top of boiling water to melt the chocolate. Can't we just melt it in the microwave? What, really? That would take longer? Okay, I guess. And I guess we don't really want to risk burning the chocolate, so I guess it makes sense. Okay, so the water's boiling. Now we just put the chocolate chips in the bowl. Oh, shit, we need to stir it. Okay, Ow, fuck! Sorry, I forgot the bowl would be hot. What? No, I don't need you to kiss my boo-boo for me! Okay, fine, I want you to kiss my boo-boo for me. Thank you. Okay, so this time we do it with an oven mitt and stir it so it doesn't burn, right? Wow, it's melting a lot slower than I thought it would. I thought for sure it was gonna be like an instant thing. Oh wait, it's melting like super fast now. What do I do? Should I take it off? But there's still like a whole bunch of chips in there. Wanna get chunky? Okay, so now we take it off the heat and continue to stir so it heats evenly. Okay. Whew. So, I have all the molds all washed and ready for us right here. Yeah, they're little cats. Is that bad? Oh. You think they're cute. That's good. That's good. No reason. Okay, so first you gotta pour the chocolate into the mold, making sure that we coat every shape completely in chocolate. And then we gotta pour it back out and scrape off the excess. Okay. So now do we pipe the caramel into the chocolate? Why not? Oh, we have to build up a shell first. Okay. So now we just gotta let that cool a little bit, and then do the same thing a couple more times, and then we can pipe in the caramel, right? Okay, let's go put this in the fridge. What, but wouldn't it be faster if we put it in the fridge? What do you mean the chocolate would sweat? That's kind of gross. Oh, like the condensation from how cold it is. Okay. So we have to wait for it to set up in room temperature? Okay, well, now we don't really have anything to do while we wait. But the chocolate and caramel smell so good together. It wouldn't be too bad to at least taste test the caramel, right? What? I can pipe it directly into my mouth so we don't have to wash any extra spoons. Well, so good. Do you want some too? Come on, I know you wanna. Well, how is it? I'm glad you like it. I want to eat it all so bad. I mean, we could always just make extra, right? Why not? It's so good. Come on, I can feed you more caramel. Say, See? It's super good. Oh, there's some on your lip. It's okay, I got it. There's still some left. It might be time for us to pipe in the caramel filling now. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Well, do we really have to talk about the kiss? Well, how did you feel about it? Oh. You liked it? That's good. So, to pipe in the caramel filling, hey, I didn't say you could do it some more. No, I guess I didn't hate it. Yeah, maybe I want to do it some more, but I just, What do you mean, why did I kiss you? Can't you figure that part out for yourself? You want me to say it? What if I don't want to? Don't make that face at me. Fine, fine, I like you, okay? And maybe these chocolates were actually for you. What? I thought it would be a genius idea inviting you to help since I could make the chocolates taste like how you like them. And you better actually eat these or I'll get really mad. So. Wait. You brought chocolates too? You made me chocolates? That's why you had leftover ingredients. Because you like me or something? What a nerd, actually giving someone chocolates. No, of course I want them. Gimme, gimme. Fine. Can I please have some of your handmade chocolates? Thank you. I'll be sure to enjoy them later. After we finish my Valentine's gift for you.